Well, today's episode is on full study of bulk ITRV process using Genius software. Sagan Fatech has shared tips on bulk ITRV process using Genius software. So let's start. The filing of your income tax return, ITR, is only the first step in the process. It is equally important for the Income Tax Department, ITD, to verify your ITR before processing your return. You can only receive a refund for verified returns. In such circumstances, a belated return will be required if you did not verify your return. What are the different methods for electronically verifying ITR returns? There are several ways to e-verify your tax returns online. You may use any of the following methods. OTP sent to the mobile number registered with ADA. A pre-validated bank account is used to generate your EVC. You can generate your EVC by using your pre-validated DMAT account. EVC obtained through an ATM, offline method. Deadline for e-verification and ITRV submission. E-verification or ITRV submission is required within 30 days of the date of filing an income tax return. Advantages of the ITRV process. Your ITRV is no longer required to be sent physically to CPC, Bangalore. You can avoid delays in ITRV transit by verifying your ITR instantly. What makes Genius software important for taxpayers? Genius is a comprehensive software for tax return filing and management that consists of 6 different module packages: GenTDS, GenBell, GenIT, GenCMA, Form Manager, and R/SFT. The software is packed with numerous features that make it easy and convenient for taxpayers to file their income tax returns, including online verification of PAN or TAN, quick ITR upload, the ability to import pre-filled reads in or filled ITR data, and e-payment of challenge. Step-by-step guide to process ITRV by Genius software. Step 1. First install the Genius tax return filing software. After that, go to the tab Summarized Details. Step 2. Click on the tab Setup to select the e-verify option. Step 3. Click on the Return Details tab and then select ITRV dispatched date, e-verified on the tab, and then click on Proceed tab. Step 4. After that, select the client and click on Pick ITR filing details. Step 5. Click on Proceed tab. Step 6. Select the e-verify tab and then click on Proceed button. Step 7. On this page, software will show the status that whether it's verified or not, and also gives you the option to e-verify it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at www.sagenfatech.com or call us at 0141 4072000. Thanks for listening.